And 80, you know, Paul, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know, at this time, we usually have John Zito from the Alchemy Cafe.
He's bringing us lunch, man.
Bringing us lunch, all natural, live stuff. And because he and his lovely wife at Alchemy Cafe and the crew are preparing food for
tomorrow.
A chemical reaction at Trinity College, we don't get squat.
Don't tell me you're going hungry. Oh, my God. I know how that makes you feel.
The point is, you owe us lunch.
Yes, I will. Right. I'll come tomorrow with my bells on.
Not tomorrow. You know.
You know, we're talking to Paul. A lot of people might not know whom Paul is.
It's true.
We should introduce. So, Paul, who are you anyway?
Well, Scott. Star of Home and Garden Television. The author of the award-winning New York Times leading lawn care manual, the Organic Lawn Care Manual.
Paul has been doing organic gardening for a long, long time. He was an inspiration to all of us in People, Places, and Plants magazine and really got us started on radio, to tell you the truth.
That's why we're on here.
That's his fault.
It's your fault for here.
I'm not sure.
10 years of Saturdays, huh?
10 years. I think that's what we're starting. Our 10th year.
This is the 10th year.
They haven't gotten bored with us yet.
They haven't kicked us off yet. That may change after today.
Paul, tell us about the Canada. I mean, can you really go across the border? Or?
Well, you know, I'm scheduled, that is, to go into the country on Thursday to premiere the movie to the federal government in Ottawa, Ontario. And there is a movement afoot from the chemical pesticide industry, at least in some corners, to try to take away my passport and ban me from entering the country. And I get these emails from these folks saying, Tukey, we will stop you at any cost. And it's really quite interesting. My wife is saying, sure, honey, you sure you want to go? But I actually kind of thank them for all the free publicity. Because
sure.
Really
and only in a socialist country. Remember that. Before we go to the calls, Lisa, you had a story that you wanted to tell.
Yeah, I mean, the whole reason I'm in here is in organic gardening and have been doing it for 20 years is years ago, my mother's dog was sleeping in the bushes and the lawn care company came in and they sprayed for insects in the middle of the summer and she used to sleep in the bushes and she damn near died.
Yeah. We hear that all the time, and there's a guy, if you want to be a little bit of a sleuth, go to safelawnsblog.com, and the guy used to run one of the largest lawn care companies in New England. They had 7 different locations, and he told me all kinds of stuff on camera that was going to go into the movie, and we taped it, and then he started getting threats from attorneys from his former company and from the chemical industry, and he asked us to pull that back out of the movie. But one of the questions I asked the guy was, you know, how many calls did you get from people saying that their dogs were sick or their dogs had died or their cats had died? And he said, Paul, all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And he said, we used to treat those people. The company policy was to treat those people like they were kooks, like they could never prove it. And, of course, you take your dog in and try to prove that that chemical made him sick. You have to do an incredibly expensive biopsy and autopsy. And the legal system doesn't allow any protection for animals. It doesn't. So these things happen time after time after time.
Yeah. Well, that was the last time my parents had the lawn sprayed.
Yeah. And, Paul, let's go to the phones because we've got a couple callers here who would like to address some lawn problems. Let's go to Clark in Springfield. Hey, Clark, welcome to Garden Talk.
Thank you very much. Paul, the question is, I'm probably like so many others, I use True Green. Who can I turn to for an alternative source? I don't do it myself. I have them do it. Is there a company who specializes in strictly organic?
I mean, are you calling from Connecticut?
Springfield,
Mass. From Massachusetts. Springfield?
Well, Springfield. So I think that my former colleague and friend Todd Harrington, that Scott and I both had some affiliation with, I think he may go up into Springfield. But if you go to the NOFA, Northeast Organic Farmers Association website, they certify organic land care professionals, and I know Scott Reel is a certified professional. They have a directory website that you can go to Scott, do you have that off the top of your head?
The Massachusetts NOFA one, I do not. But if
I'll
you
get
go
it
to
no,
if you go to NOFA.org, you will see all the different chapters for the Northeast region. All the state chapters will come up. Just go through there, and you're looking for what we call an accredited organic land care professional, and there will be a listing on the site of all the people in Massachusetts
who do
that. That is N-O-F-A.
NOFA.org. Correct.
It's actually NOFA for you. It's NOFA Mass, M-A-S-S, .org.
Thank you, Lisa.
And that'll bring you right to it.
N-O-F-A Mass, M-A-S-S, .org.
Correct.
That stands for the Northeast Organic Farmers Association.
You're welcome, Clark, and thanks for switching.
You know, one of the premises in organic gardening, the biggest one, is do the least that will get the job done. So it's not so much that you can't or cannot do stuff. It's that you do the least that gets the job done. Why would you put more into things than you actually need to? And that's the whole premise. If you have to scrub a thing, the first thing you might try is water. And then that doesn't come off, a little soap. And then, you might get a little, and it's that premise that maybe it's just water or even just a rag to wipe it off first.
Yeah, you'll go to the turpentine right away if you're using acrylic.
Sure. I'm thinking automatically you're saying just water, and I'm going aphids. That's the easiest,
fastest. No, I'm just talking
about
if there's a scuff on a table or something.
But exactly.
You got a smudge on your kid's face, the first thing you do is see if you can go and wipe it off with your thumb.
That's not what my mother did.
Mom always used spit.
Thumb, yeah.
Mom sterilized.
Spit was second.
Mom spit was sacred. Remember
but my point is there are actually things in the garden where water is a perfectly viable. Hitting the aphids with the stream off the hose and knocking them onto the ground.
Mites.
They're pretty much
all
done.
You need is water for mites.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so
there's a lot of things.
That's
putting the right place, plant in the right place, and you don't have to do anything.
And the other part that follows along with that is okay. So water's not working for us. If we can be targeted, and if we can work with a pesticide that's going to do the least amount of damage or targeted damage to the creature we're looking at that we want to get rid of. That's the way to do it, because now we haven't upset the entire balance of the ecosystem.
You got it. Hey, Doug, stay on the line. Paul Tukey, why don't you stay on the line, too, because we've got a lot more to talk to you about. We're talking about a chemical reaction, the film screening at Trinity College tomorrow at 2 p.m. I understand that's a suggested donation of
$10. That is a suggested donation of $10.
If you have a $1,000 bill around, well, they'll take that.
If you can't afford it and you really want to see it and you can't afford that $10,
welcome.
You're still welcome.
Should that sound like a lot of money for a movie, we're feeding you beforehand.
Does it come with the glasses, the 3D glasses?
Not yet.
We'll be back with more Garden Talk right after this.